Buckle your seatbelt and get ready for the podcast that will take you on a special journey designed to elevate and empower your cross-cultural appreciation for communities around the world. Hello, I'm Carol Copeland Thomas. I'm your host of Conversations with Carol, the weekly show that connects culture with collaboration and community. Welcome aboard. Hello and welcome to today's show. I am going to put my professorial hat on, teaching hat on, and this is going to be a mini workshop. It's all going to be about critical race theory, otherwise known as CRT, because so many people don't know what it is and they don't know what it is not. So this is actually titled The Truth About Critical Race Theory, What It Is, What It Isn't, and How It's Been Hijacked. So if you have a piece of paper or if you want to do something with your device and take some notes, you can do that. I have a number of sources I'll share with you at the end, including a website where you can go and get this information. I don't want to make this too long, but I do want to concentrate a lot of information in here so that you will be clear as you talk about CRT with your friends, colleagues, and family members, because so many of them don't know what it really is. It really has been a concept that has been taken over by the conservative wing of a particular party in the United States, twisted, wrung out, and it's not what it actually is. It actually has become a very, very different concept. So let's talk about definitions first, but let me just sort of set the stage about why this is an important topic to talk about, but more importantly, to clarify what it is and what it's not. Critical race theory, you're going to hear me shuffling papers because I have my papers here as I read to you. Critical race theory is a framework. That is actually what it is. It originated in law schools, in discussions with attorneys, as they looked at civil rights practices, legislation, and discriminatory practices, particularly in the 1960s and the 1970s. So it goes back some 50 years or so, and it pretty much has remained contained within the confines of those who are doing civil rights work or those who are in law enforcement or connected to law school. So the whole origin dealing with law school is really important to remember. All right, so that's that. So if I were to give a definition of critical race theory, I'm going to frame it two ways. And the first way is critical race theory is an academic and legal framework created by law experts and scholars in the 1970s and the 1980s that had blown up obviously now into a controversial hot topic around the country. CRT is now tied to educational efforts as either an ideological concept or a threat to the freedom of the nation. Despite the naysayers, CRT has never been used as the educational foundation for public school systems around the United States, nor has it been the principal framework used by diversity experts in the country. I'm going to read that sentence over again because it's been so legislated. Now, some 44 states have some version of an anti-CRT bill, either that they've passed or it is going through the legislative process. It's become a real pariah, and it really shouldn't be. So this is correct when I say that despite the naysayers, CRT has never been used as the educational foundation for public school systems around the United States, nor has it been the principal framework used by diversity experts like me in the country. Case in point, for many years, I belonged to a group called the Diversity Collegium. And the Collegium was an invited group put together by diversity experts around the United States maybe there were 20 of us, 25 of us, the late Roosevelt Thomas, the late Price Cobb. If you go online and Google their names, you'll see that their works in diversity, civil rights, affirmative action, et cetera, go back to the 60s and the 70s. Dr. Price Cobb wrote a very famous book that he wrote on this topic way back some 40 years or so ago. So they invited me and others to get together in the early 2000s, the late 1990s. I'm sort of getting foggy about my dates, but it's around that time period. And they asked us to come together so that we could have discussions about diversity, about equity, about affirmative action, about race, gender, et cetera. And so these were pretty high-level discussions. We were not competing against each other. We were not making money off each other. We just wanted to be grounded in the concepts of these topics so that we could then be better practitioners and better consultants in the work that we were doing. So people like Mary Frances Winters, who's been a friend of mine since we met at the Collegium. I'm actually going to do a program for her in April of 2024, if you're listening to this in the future. And so these are pretty heavy hitters around the country. Now, I can say, and my mind is still pretty sharp, even though I've been doing this work for quite some time, that I don't remember ever having a conversation about critical race theory. If it had been a discussion, it didn't go very far in terms of the depth of us looking at it and examining it in terms of the work that we were doing. So I fail to see the connection between the impact and the threat of critical race theory, certainly from a consultative point of view, with those of us who have been in the business for quite some time. Now, connected with that, I don't know as of now any public school system in the United States that has a curriculum that's based on critical race theory. I don't know of any elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, et cetera. And as I mentioned to you, this was primarily a law school framework, and framework is very important to think of. So it was a law school framework. So certainly graduate schools and probably some pre-law programs in various universities were talking about critical race theory, but it never has been part of an institutionalized program process within the framework of public schools in the United States. So that is disinformation. I have a new online course that I'm really thrilled with. I'm actually pulling some of this information from my online course, and I talk about misinformation and disinformation. And certainly when it comes to critical race theory, there's a lot of disinformation threatening school boards and hysteria that critical race theory is being taught in school systems, and it's not. That's really important to remember. So that is an important upfront conversation for us. Now, this is what the NAACP Legal Defense Fund has said about critical race theory. They have extensive information at their website. I would encourage you to go there as well. And they say critical race theory recognizes that racism is more than the result of individual bias and prejudice. It is embedded in laws, policies, and institutions that uphold and reproduce racial inequities. According to CRT, societal issues like Black Americans' higher mortality rate, outsized exposure to police violence, the school-to-prison pipeline, denial of affordable housing, and the rates of death of Black women in childbirth are not unrelated anomalies. So critical race theory would look at these patterns of discrimination, these practices, just as I've read to you, and they would then extrapolate different I guess, principles or policies or discussion points, sort of tying them together. So you'll hear the word intersectionality a lot. Kimberly Crenshaw, an attorney still living, talks about intersectionality in her work, and she's one of the principal authors of critical race theory, along with Derrick Bell and others. So she talks about this weaving of the overlap between these discriminatory practices, looking at race and power and gender and other aspects of diversity categories sort of being woven together in this concept of intersectionality. So that is one of the important words with critical race theory. But again, we're looking at it from a framework. And again, Kimberly Crenshaw is an attorney and practices and is a professor in the law field. So who are the framers of critical race theory? This is just a few. There are others. Again, my online course talks about them more in detail. The late attorney Derrick Bell, while on the faculty of Harvard Law School, was one of the early framers of CRT. Civil rights advocate and attorney and academician, Kimberly Crenshaw, I just mentioned her name, was also an early scholar who helped shape the concept. They were academic leaders looking at systemic racism from an institutional perspective, using intersectionality and other concepts like that to tease out what they saw as patterns of discrimination in the United States. They had no reason to roll out a CRT course for elementary school students. So what has happened is that because so many people don't know what it is, I've just read to you what it is, that it has become fair game and easy pickings for conservative politicians and ambitious individuals who want to destroy diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. And so they've used that as a lever, as a weaponized lever. And now all of these states, some 40 plus odd states, have actually banned critical race theory when they really didn't have to ban it at all, because it was never really taught and has not been taught in school systems. Here's a quote from Kimberly Crenshaw. This is another quote from Janice Rays, and it's from Equal or Not, an Exploration of Eighth Grade Students. And the quote is as follows: treating different things the same can generate as much inequality as treating the same things differently. Treating different things the same can generate as much inequality as treating the same things differently. And this was aptly articulated by Kimberly Crenshaw and serves as a profound beacon illustrating the complex intersection of race, politics, and social dynamics. So again, she's quoting from Janice Rays, but again, the main concept comes from Kimberly Crenshaw. In a world intricately woven with diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging, and multiculturalism, the lens of critical race theory unveils profound truths. However, like a double-edged sword, its illumination often casts shadow of discord and division. So again, you can check a lot more out with my online course that goes more in detail about that. Another thing I want to share with you, another definition, another way to look at it, comes from Britannica. Critical race theory is an influential framework that originated in legal scholarship and has since expanded into various disciplines, offering a lens through which to analyze the intricate relationship between race, power, and societal structures. So again, this whole concept of intersectionality is really important to remember and learn more from in terms of critical race theory. Give you some more information here. Derrick Bell, who was known as the godfather of critical race theory. He was a prominent African-American legal scholar, civil rights activist, an educator who had a significant impact in planting the seeds of the development of critical race theory. He was one of the first African-American lawyers to work at the United States Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division, and he worked on several important civil rights cases for the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, which I just read from, an educational fund, and became the first tenured African-American professor at Harvard Law School, marking a milestone in legal academia's diversification. Bell used narrative and storytelling, often in the form of fictional race stories, to convey complex legal and social ideas. He believes storytelling could be a powerful tool for engaging people and making abstract concepts more relatable and understandable. Now, he has passed on, but his wife, his widow, continues on with his work. And I'm going to cite a book that she has edited that will be helpful for you to dig deeper into this whole concept of critical race theory. Another pioneer in the area is Richard Delgado. His contributions in the 80s were foundational in solidifying the movement's principles. And Delgado's work challenged the assumption of legal neutrality and objectivity. He argued that social and historical contexts shape the law and that legal principles can perpetuate systemic inequalities. This critique forced scholars to examine the legal system's role in perpetuating racial hierarchies. So again, you've got these really brainy lawyers who have put their heads together, written about things, articulated. There are others as well. Again, my online course talks about it. There are other people who were involved in this, but it's important to remember that it's a framework, that critical race theory is a framework that is used, and I'll read one more section here, is used to help understand the inequalities, the inequities that are taking place principally in the United States and certainly can be looked at elsewhere. Critical race theory, or CRT, is built on a set of core principles that collectively form the foundation of its analytical framework. These principles include a critique of the traditional legal framework. Again, I'm emphasizing that because that's where it originated. The recognition of intersectionality of identity, that's Kimberly Crenshaw's contribution, the understanding of racism as embedded in societal structures, the importance of storytelling and counter-narratives, that's Derrick Bell, and the challenge of existing power dynamics. These principles collectively provide a framework for critically analyzing and addressing racial justice and its impact on law and society. So that gives you a snapshot of what critical race theory is, what it could be, and how it relates to our society. I'm going to ask and suggest that you, first of all, take my online course. We'll have information down below for how that can happen for you. And also I have a lot of free information at another website called understandcrt.com. That's understandcrt.com. You can go there, and there is a whole page full of information about this very important topic. You can download some of the information from the NAACP as well, and it'll be a great place for you to start to get some real understanding about the whole framework, and that's the important word to think about, the framework of critical race theory. Now, let me share with you a couple of books that also can shed light on this important topic, and I'm going to pull it up in a second. Let me do that. And I hope that you will comment and let me know what your thoughts are about this. Maybe it's still unclear to you, but I hope that the words framework, legal framework, looking at it from the point of view of intersectionality, I hope that will also ring a bell for you. And the fact that it has never been taught in elementary schools or middle schools or high schools, that is a falsehood that has been used to scare people and has been used as a way to this whole concept of you're taking away our freedoms is just illogical with this. But it certainly is worth noting that this is something that I hope you will understand more so, and that you can share this information with others. A couple of books to read: Derek Bell, who I mentioned earlier, his famous book was Faces at the Bottom of the Well, The Permanence of Racism. That is by attorney Derek Bell, who has passed away. The book that his wife has edited is Race, Rights, and Redemption, the Derek Bell Lecture on the Law and Critical Race Theory. So you can read it for yourself. And that's by Janet Duarte Bell and Vincent Sutherland. I'm going to have these in the show notes. You'll have a chance to do that. Two more books that may be helpful to you. Whole book on critical race theory. These are writings that come from various individuals. And the foreword is by Cornel West and was edited by attorney Kimberly Crenshaw. And another book is Ian Lopez's White by Law, The Legal Construction of Race. So those are four books. They'll be in the show notes. I hope this has been helpful. Didn't want to make it too long. But this is what critical race theory is, what it's not, and sadly, how it has been hijacked by individuals who are using it for their own political games and gains based on the knowledge that most people don't have or don't look up or whatever. But now you have this knowledge. I hope you will share this podcast with others so that they will want to learn more about this topic and other topics like this. I've been doing this work a long, long time, and I am flabbergasted with how this particular topic has just really gone way beyond the notions that I would ever think of in terms of accuracy and effectiveness. So have a great day. I hope that you will come back and listen to more of my podcast, because we want to speak the truth and accuracy, and learning more about critical race theory is a great place to begin. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day or evening. This is Carol Copeland Thomas with Conversations with Carol. Thank you for listening to Conversations with Carol. Spread the word and tell friends and colleagues that this podcast is tailor-made for them. Make sure you subscribe, and we welcome your comments and reviews on your favorite podcast platform. Visit us at carolcopelandthomas.com and listen to all of the episodes and learn about my speaking services there. Thanks again, and we'll see you back next week for an exciting new show. See you soon.